Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
The next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast, episode 112, and it comes. The question today comes from Dan van Niekerk, and it's a nutrition-related question, Lindsay. Dan said he actually posted this on the Comrades Marathon Facebook page, but they referred him to us, and he wanted to know. It's quite a complicated question, and he's saying, let me give you a bit of background. He's saying he had to pull out of running the 2014 Comrades due to illness on the road. He said, listening to their very wise running captain at South Coast Striders, he visited his doctor after various tests. He was diagnosed with a condition called reactive hyperglycemia. Apparently, it's not very common. What it basically means is that when the average runner uses sugary supplements like gels, that'll have the effect that normally have the effect of lifting blood sugar levels and giving extra energy. With this condition, your body reacts the total opposite way. Sugar intake causes a severe drop in blood sugar levels, leaving you fatigued and with no energy. He says nausea sets in and you really start feeling sick. The doctor advised him to cut sugars, rather drink isotonic drinks on race day and keep on eating on the road. He just wanted to find out if there's any other runners out there that you know of that have the same condition and how they're coping with it. He said, because Comrades 2015, he wants to be out there, but he wants to make sure that he's not going to do any damage to his health, and he wants to pick up his sixth Comrades medal.
Yeah, so it's not a common... It's not a common phenomenon at all, and in the few athletes that I've dealt with that have had it, it's also not a consistent phenomenon. So in other words, they suffer from it sometimes and sometimes not. And in most of the cases that I've experienced it, it's been a case of people taking a high GI substance before exercise. And then as soon as they start exercising, particularly if it's at a high intensity, there is a massive drop in their blood sugar, feel dizzy, lightheaded, no energy, et cetera, et cetera. So, but the best way to combat it, if you've got something like this, is that you really want the energy to trickle in to your blood system. So it means that when you eat your breakfast, if you have any sort of snack an hour before the race starts, you want those to be medium to low glycemic index foods. Okay. So that'll be like complex carbohydrates. So I would recommend that someone who has something like that would have something like oats with peanut butter or almond nut butter mixed into it. That'll slow the release of that of the oats into the once it's broken down into the bloodstream, or things like rye breads or very very complex breads, again with something like peanut butter, that'll drop the glycemic index of that food, or something like a double cream yogurt with like medium glycemic fruits. I suppose apple, banana, those are sort of medium. But anyway, the double cream yogurt will just help to release that slower into the system. And then on race day, the products that I would recommend that he tries are 32GI. They are specifically designed to be released slower into the bloodstream, and they are designed at a lower GI. Or there's also a product, Hammer Nutrition have Hammer gels, and they've got, I think it's Heed, I can't remember the exact, you'll just have to go and have a look. But those were products that were designed with diabetics in mind. So again, they have different types of sugars that are released into the blood at different through different gated channels, and therefore at different speeds, for lack of a better term. And that should help him to stabilize his blood sugar. And then finally, he needs to start now getting used to taking in solids as energy along the route at Comrades. So, you know, little sandwiches. He's from the South Coast, so there's a good chance he can have a nice support system on race day. So he can do little peanut butter sandwiches. I'd look at like small amounts of biltong. You don't want too much biltong because it makes you really thirsty. Unsalted nuts. So those could be, even your higher glycemic nuts are probably still low enough glycemic. So it can be a mix of macadamias, Brazil, almonds, cashews, peanuts, those kind of things. And just get used to racing on solids. That'll prevent you from getting that rebound hyperglycemia.
Brilliant. Lindsay, thank you so much. Don, I hope that helps. All the best for your preparations as well. Don't forget, if you'd like to get your question in, the website is askcoachperry.com. We'll be back again tomorrow with another edition of this podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.